Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You want to see Loco?
All right, we had to get a microphone situation straightened out there. That's why you heard so much of that music. Now we're going to get Channing's microphone turned on. What happened back there, Solana?
Nothing. I was just pressing the button. Now it worked. I don't know.
Because he kept pointing at us. He's like, you're on. I'm like, but the red lights aren't on. I know we're not on.
Big-ass bright red light.
Big, like the red lights are attached to the microphones now.
We know.
I just thought you wanted us to hear some song that you loved or something.
I mean, this is a banger, but
it is a banger. I'm not going to lie. We look forward to Fridays on this show. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Today is a football Friday.
Woo!
Don't get it twisted. Now, there's no Dolphins game, but it is technically a football Friday, which is presented by Yingling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. We have a loaded potato of a Football Friday program for you, and not much of it revolves around football, but we're going to have some fun because Ira Winderman will do our 15 minutes of heat. Coach Quenneville, Joel Quenneville, head coach of the Florida Panthers, the 0-1 winless Florida Panthers. He will join us today in about 30 or 40 minutes.
Don't say winless when he comes on, okay? He had a rough night last
Coach,
night.
Coach, who's going to have a victory first, you or the Dolphins?
let's stay
just
away from
right
that.
In for the jugular.
Oh, we got some charm offensive first. Let him like us.
We don't know much about Coach Q other than he looks surly.
Yeah.
Right? But we don't know. He could be one of those, you know, jokey, what is it? Like a lovable teddy bear on the inside, even though he looks like a, you don't think so.
No. That's a man's man.
Yeah. Not to be like he's a three-time Stanley Cup winner. I feel like you can't be a three-time Stanley Cup winner if you're like a soft teddy bear on the inside.
Oh, no.
I think he looks how he is.
80% of his diet is beef jerky. That's how I see
him. Has it in the morning with milk as cereal. Honey, cut up some of that jerky for me. I want to have some cereal.
He's a beef jerky eater. I guarantee it.
I used to have this bit years ago on the radio where I would say Jerry Sloan looks like he washes his hair with a bar of Ivory soap. Like, certain men, they're just too much men to use shampoo.
No.
Right? So, you know, my grandfather used to drive a taxi in Chicago. He worked at the docks all night long, and then he would drive a taxi in Chicago. And I didn't know this about him until many years later when my cousin told me, oh, yeah, you don't know, because Papa used to stay at my cousin's house when he was getting older and ill. He would wash his hair with a bar of soap like that back in the day. Like, he grew up, I guess, in the Depression.
Yeah.
He was a taxi driver. He was a longshoreman. And he was washing his hair with a bar of soap because you don't need flowery shampoo.
It bubbles up, don't it?
It's exactly right. Do you see suds? Coach Q looks like he might just he's kind of bald too, so he just might just wash it all with a little bar of soap and let's get on with the day.
Man, he washes three times a week, so he doesn't have to really worry about it too much.
So we can ask him all these things.
No, man, let's be calm the first time.
Based on the turnout at Funky Buddha Brewery last night, I think there's a ton of excitement for the Panthers this season because, you know, we went after the show and watched the Panthers game there. And that place was packed, and they, you know, it was Panthers fans.
Yes.
Like they were oohing and aahing on every close goal, and the place erupted during the couple of goals. And I think there's some excitement for the Panthers.
Yeah, because I'm not a hockey genius. Hey, Crowder, is this the Stanley Cup year? We haven't even watched one game yet,
right,
sir.
Right.
I'm excited, too, but I can't tell you that.
Talent-wise and coaching pedigree-wise, this is a year that they've got to show out. And so, again, you know, no shame in losing to Tampa, best team in the league, but hopefully they can split the series, at least the early on part of the series, Saturday night, tomorrow night when they open at home.
Am I letting out my Dolphin fandom into the Panthers saying they played a hell of two periods?
I mean, they did. You know, they had a couple of breakaways. Power play looked good. Like, there were some positives.
Their period got ugly.
We want W's. We don't want a slow start again, and it'll be up to you to, you know, light that fire under Coach Q when he joins us in about 40 minutes.
Tell him I got facial hair, too.
Most shocking part of last night, I believe the most beloved cast member on our show is Alejandro Solana.
Yes.
Blown away. Blown away.
They were Solana fans.
The reaction to Solana, everyone loved him and his head. You saw it getting bigger. There were people telling him, only listen because of your sports updates. Only listen for your headlines. Don't let them bully you on the dew point in the weather. I mean, people loved. They were giddy when they met Alejandro Solana. So that was a big surprise to me. Were you beaming when you got home, Alejandro?
No, I expected it.
Oh, goodness. Yep. His head still
He's
big.
Changed. He's changed already. And then you had we had the over in last night's Rams-Seahawks game. That was a pleasure.
Oh, beautiful.
Rob Pizzola had come on with us and told us to take the over and flew over in that game. This Sunday, by the way, I don't know if you saw this because I was putting together some lines and stuff. Lee Sterling will join us today. This Sunday is kind of weird. Every game is a 1 o'clock game except two. There's a 4 o'clock and a 4:25 kickoff, but that's it. There's 10 1 p.m. games.
That's weird.
That is weird. I don't know why they did that, but anyway, it'll be what it is on Sunday. It's our bye week, and then we'll get into the Tua Tagovailoa Bowl the following week. There will be two very important football games in Miami because, you know, Hurricanes have Vatek tomorrow, but then next week it's Virginia, mm-hmm. and it's a Friday night game, and a lot of people have said the same thing. That's for the Coastal. And then Sunday, it'll be the Dolphins and the Redskins. I expect the Redskins to be winless, 0-5, because they're playing New England on Sunday.
Yeah.
That game will be ultra important because you might literally be playing for Tua Tagovailoa. Like, you could see the Redskins and the Dolphins both ending with two wins this season. But the Dolphins having beaten the Redskins.
They win the head-to-head. And
you know, or vice versa. Yeah. So there's going to be, next week, two very important football games in this area.
We talked about the tanking and getting Tua, which it is a tank for Tua situation. And week in and week out, you can't wish they lose. But what about next week? When you know it, you know that's what it's going to come down to. The Redskins are going to have a top four pick, and the Dolphins will as well.
Yeah.
But one pick here or there could miss out on Tua. Now you're in the Fromm and the Love and the Herberts and all those
guys.
You
cannot intentionally lose a game.
But as a fan, do you still want them to score when they're in the red zone?
No.
The players, I'm with you. Players, they're going to go play ball.
No, no. As a fan, you are rooting for Tua. I mean, what the hell do you care if you beat Washington?
But they get on the 10, you're saying, please don't score.
Yes.
Please don't score.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
tough.
One of the few times that it is like not even a debate in your head.
The whole stadium's cheering, fumble, fumble. Fumble.
Like, I mean, I'm guessing that Washington game is not going to be the most packed Hard Rock Stadium has ever been.
Oh.
Eagles game is going to be packed, right? But the winlet, like, it could be two teams combined for 0-9.
That's going to be ugly.
It might be ugly.
And it's not going to be high-quality football, obviously.
It might be ugly. Let's get to headlines here with the very famous and beloved Alejandro Solana.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
According to Ira Winterman, who will join us in just a couple minutes, Goran Dragic was limited today in a non-contact heat camp.
Uh-oh, he's getting old.
No Kelly Olynyk, of course, still dealing with that knee injury, and no James Johnson still dealing with being fat.
All right, well, no point in bringing on Ira next segment. You've covered it all.
Everyone else practiced at heat camp. Sam Darnold, guys, was saying yes, but his spleen said no. He was ruled out after lab tests revealed an enlarged spleen.
Bro, you should tweet that because so, that will get some retweets.
I stole it from ESPN.
Did you? I was so proud of how clever that lead to the story was. You flat out stole it?
If you literally click on ESPN's, it's the first line, so I can't even take credit for
it. I was so impressed.
If it was like a random tweet, I would have taken credit for it.
If it was the writer of your Tyler Hero story yesterday, you might have taken credit for it. But
thanks, Alf.
Since it was ESPN.
You got to get Alf.
That is great, man.
Yeah, so Luke Falk.
Donald said yes, and his spleen said no.
Luke Falk will start for the Jets on Sunday versus the Eagles. We can just chalk that up as an L.
All right.
For the New York Jets. Brown star Jarvis Landry has cleared concussion protocol and is practicing, so we can expect him to go on Sunday as well. And today, guys, is
also Jalen Ramsey has been ruled out Sunday. I'm just seeing that on NFL Network.
Our TVs back. Are back.
His back.
Something you can't really look at, I'm telling you.
His neck and his back.
If he was on another team, he would be fine.
Yeah, so he's out. What else you got there, Solana?
And finally, guys, today is National Taco Day.
Woo!
According to a survey, carne asada is our nation's favorite taco filling.
Well, no, it's ground beef. It's not carne asada.
Oh, survey doesn't lie, Hawk.
No, that's absurd. That's absurd. Like, the go-to taco is ground beef.
Says who?
Everyone. Like, I like carne asada inside a taco, as does anyone. I like chicken inside a taco, as does everyone. Like, you spice it up every now and then. But I guarantee you, there are more ground beef tacos sold and made in this country than any other type of taco. Your survey is wrong.
Just because it's the most sold taco doesn't mean it's the best taco. I mean, people prefer carne asada because carne asada is better meat than ground beef. So,
okay, no, I get you, but then Wagyu beef. I would prefer that in my taco. Like, I don't understand what you're saying. Are you saying most popular?
No, I don't understand what you're saying because I'm telling you, it's our...
I'm sparring for Coach Q. I'm trying to get my testosterone up.
He cracked, though. It's not fair.
You cracked. I didn't crack.
It's our nation's favorite, so it doesn't matter what
you can't
sold
just
more.
Say that. Like, you're saying that as if it's fact. It's our nation's favorite.
There was a survey.
What survey?
The survey.
Alf did a survey on tacos now.
This Alf is a genius. We gotta get this Alf on.
Anything else, Solana?
That's it.
All right. Ira Winderman is going to join us next, although we have nothing to talk to him about because Solana covered it all during the sports headlines. But we'll talk to him anyway. 15 minutes of heat. We do it every day around this time.
Boaters like myself, I know the hassle. You know the hassle of trying to find the right place to keep your boat looking good all the time, but you don't want to break the bank? I have a solution for you. You got to holler at my homeboy Marty at R&M Marine Supplies. R&M carries every paint pigment, gel coats with or without wax. Bottom paints, all sort of interior and exterior waxes. They have it all. The little tiny stuff, the stuff you've been, you know, just pushing to the side on your boat or just dealing with it. Go to R&M. Let my boy Marty walk you through every single thing step by step. That is the best thing about R&M, is the knowledge and experience that Marty will provide to you that will have your boat looking great every time you get out on the water. He is, like I always say, like having a family member that's been working on boats forever. I send him pictures of what's wrong with my boat. He has a box ready for me with all the stuff I need and step-by-step directions on how to do it myself. It is awesome. They carry all type of fiberglass products as well, wash and wax cleaners, everything you need. But that knowledge to handle the boat maintenance projects that keep your boat tip-top shape is what Marty is awesome at. You got to get to R&M Marine Supply, located at 3350 Northwest South River Drive in Miami, right down the street from Miami International Airport. Give Marty a call, 305-634-6767. Like I said, step by step, he will walk you through any project. That's 305-634-6767. Visit them on Facebook and online at rnmmarinesupply.com. For everything to keep your boat looking great, holla at Marty and visit R&M Marine Supplies.
Somebody texts in, I like tacos with 50 different kinds of crustaceans.
Like the Argentinian royal red shrimp, do you?
I see you.
My man.
15 minutes of heat is next on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see loco?
Vacila la rumbero.
go. Football Friday. 15 minutes of heat.
Hey.
I mean, we do it all.
We're good.
We're good. We do it all. By the way, I've been telling you about this for a little while. My friends at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals, they've got this super cool giveaway. You can go to either WQAM.com or theticketmiami.com. Click on a link to register to win a day trip. Miami and Washington, we said that might be the Tua Bowl. It is Sunday, October 13th, so a week from this Sunday. The trip includes a luxury RV for up to 8 people, a driver for 8 hours, which makes it such a pleasure, parking pass, and 4 tickets to the game. And it's courtesy of our friends at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals. You could see their website for all the terms and conditions, but they're picking the winner this weekend. And then we'll announce the winner on Monday because the game will be that coming Sunday. And we want to give you enough time to invite some friends and plan a great trip. So go to the website, scroll down, or click on the contest tab, and you'll see Camp USA Motorhome Rentals and register to win. And that's the way to go see Miami and Washington, because you'll be in the luxury of one of those RVs, and you'll have your own driver. Stock it up with some food and alcohol. You got your game tickets. You are good to go.
It's like VIP tailgating.
That is VIP tailgating right there. So go to theticketmiami.com. Handle that. We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Ira Winderman covers the Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. You can read all his work at sunsentinel.com. It's 15 minutes of heat. Hello, Ira.
Always a pleasure to join you at this time of day, fellas.
For 15 minutes of heat. I mean, he's a consummate broadcast professional.
This dude's amazing.
By the way, if you're calling me consummate, I got to give you a little backstory here. So, of course, as you know, 15 minutes of heat is a regular thing, you know, this time every day. Apparently, a certain president of the Miami Heat was listening yesterday to one of your more interesting 15 minutes of heat segments, and I'm speaking to him on the way out of practice today at Kaiser University, and he goes, yeah, the afternoon guys, those guys, I go, you mean Hawker the Crowder? He goes, yeah, I like those guys. They're very, and then he used the word, interesting. So you have the interesting seal of approval, and just because I don't think Hawk's going to backtrack from what transpired yesterday, so apparently, I did this story on Sunday for Monday's paper, basically saying, here's the entire Heat roster, let's use 5 words to describe each. So,
which
like
I thought was,
Leonard,
it was a great space filler for the paper and us.
Sure, for you. Okay, so like for Myers-Leonard, I said, like, could be next Kelly Olynyk 2.0, things like that. Well, all of a sudden, in the middle, I think you hit on some names, whether it was Myers-Leonard or Duncan Robinson, and you're wondering if they were white or black.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you ask Solana, who apparently only uses dial-up internet, so the segment goes on and on and on, to the point Hawk decides he's going to give his own words in MySpace with things like, Daryl Macon might be a white player. So I am driving around listening to this. I text Hawkman saying, this is the first time I'm ever going to be fired when I'm not even on the air in the first place.
You didn't write that
so
about Daryl?
Yes, so I would say, or even when you ask Solana the simplest question of, how old is Goran Dragic? And I swear to God, it was like a 10-minute wait when I believe most computers now are equipped with Wikipedia. So it's like, yes, you made a strong impression early in the preseason. So my only hope is this segment actually endures into the regular season.
Yes, well, that is our goal. My goal really is to, throughout the season, just do 5 words about whatever topic we're discussing. I think it's a good way to keep it concise, and you get the point across. You actually, and for people that want to read it, it's at sunsentinel.com. I happen to think it was really good. Your 5 words for Jimmy Butler was something along the lines of meet the team's unquestioned leader, right? I mean, it was essentially something like that. That's exactly what this team needed, right? An unquestioned leader that actually has the resume to back it up, rather than Josh Richardson at the beginning of last season, where it's like, he's going to be our leader, our go-to guy. You just got to take our word for it that he can back it up.
And you know what's interesting is, speaking of Jimmy Butler, and I think some people might have overread this because so much was going on Heat Media Day Monday, there was a quote from Eric Spoelstra that I think crystallized both last season and this season for the Heat, when he said, there is no more important relationship than between a coach and a team's highest paid player. Well, we know Jimmy Butler's the highest paid player this season. That's what he was referring to. I don't know if Eric was trying to sort of give us a double-edged sword on the answer, but let's face it, last season's highest paid player was Hassan Whiteside. So I don't know if that necessarily was a dig or a shot, but I thought that was very, very telling the way Eric Spoelstra phrased that. And whether Jimmy wants to be the leading man or not, whether he wants to be captain or not, he is it. He is the guy. And he was asked today in practice after practice about that. Do you have to sort of be the leader? You're, you know, the team's best player. And he gave the old thing, no, I'm not here to say I'm the best player. We're all good players. But, yeah, this is what Jimmy Butler has been waiting for with the Bulls, waiting for with the Timberwolves, waiting for from the 76ers. And with being the unquestionable leading man comes all these extra responsibilities and expectations.
And Ira, how was he at practice? Because we hear all the stories. We heard about him in Minnesota cussing and screaming, cussing out the coach. Like, does he bring an energy to practice that you see first practice, second practice, after not having him last year?
Undeniable. I asked someone who watched practice today, and that's exactly what they said for the session. You know Jimmy is out there. I think for some coaches not as secure in their own skin, I think that's difficult. I think that was tough for Fred Hoiberg in Minnesota, in Chicago, for example, when he was trying to sort of set his own tone, and here you have this player saying sort of, no, do this. We should do this. Why don't we do that? I think Eric Spoelstra, especially now with the four-year contract extension, which maybe wasn't coincidental either to run with Jimmy Butler's contract, doesn't have that. He doesn't have to worry about a player maybe taking charge in practice because he knows that he is locked in with his team. That is his team. So, yeah, Jimmy Butler is not for every team. I think, at least as of now, Jimmy is for this team.
And Ira, the 4 a.m. workouts, Myers Leonard and Bam, they're up at 3:33 getting there with Jimmy. Is that all Jimmy, or is Riley and Spo involved a little bit?
No, that, you know what, guys, that's all Jimmy, and I think it's great for show and all that. But I got to admit, when you step back for that, I feel bad for any Heat staffer who I'm sure these guys, you know, Channing, you've been in locker rooms, the equipment managers, the trainers, those guys work endless hours as it is. So I would hope at a certain point after training camp, when we get more in the schedule, they'll be understanding of the team's support staff as well, because that's got to be brutal for some of those equipment and training and conditioning guys to tape them up for those kind of sessions. Hey, you guys wanted to make a statement. That's what training camp is for. The Heat don't play until next Tuesday at American Airlines Arena, exhibition against the Spurs. But I think even Eric Spoelstra is trying to rein that in a little bit. Give your best, but give it on our schedule as well.
I think it's great optics, though. I really do, because I think it got a little bit away from Heat culture the last couple of seasons, even allowing Hassan to say the things that he was saying about not getting the minutes and whatnot, which never would. And now you've got, you know, James Johnson, who didn't look heavy to me, like, but he, whatever, didn't meet the exacting standards, and you've got Jimmy Butler getting in that early. I just think the optics are really good. Ira Winderman is with us. And I just want to ask about the James Johnson though thing, Ira. It wasn't that he was overweight, right? Because he doesn't look overweight.
Yeah, he was. He was. And you know what? You can look like one thing and be in one shape. And all the Heat players I spoke to for the conditioning story I wrote yesterday at SunSentinel.com said the same thing. They said the one thing about this team is they don't pull any punches. They say, this is your body fat. This is your weight. We don't care how you get there. Just show up once a week at that number and we're all good. I think that was a disappointment with James Johnson. I was told today he is back at American Airlines Arena. It's not like they're withholding the facilities. He is training. When he hits his number, he'll be back. I assume it'll be sooner rather than later. I don't know if it was to make an example exactly, but they certainly have gone ahead and done that. My question was, and they're not going to answer this, if it was a guy you were truly counting on and needed in camp to sort of, you know, were ingrained with the other guys, a Jimmy Butler, a Bam Adebayo, a Justice Winslow, would it have been as punitive? Because, guys, let's face it, James Johnson could be sort of a fringe rotation player this year. If they start with Olynyk when he's healthy and they want to put Justice at the four and Derrick Jones Jr. at the four, James Johnson might have been out of the rotation anyway. So it sounds cold to say it was convenient, but I think it was an easier decision. But I also think the Heat want this to go away, because every day I go into practice and I ask, and every day I'm told the same thing. We don't want this to be an ongoing story. We are not giving updates on James Johnson. I am curious. There is the Heat scrimmage that 790 The Ticket is broadcasting 4 o'clock on Sunday. I'm curious if James Johnson's going to be in the building. Is he going to be working out that day? Will he be interacting with his teammates? I think Sunday is going to be a very telling day.
I believe he'll be at the concession stand, right?
You see, and that's why when Pat Riley drives around, he's going to have to stop me and talk about the quote-unquote interesting fellas that are doing drive time.
Oh, is that the president you were talking about? Yeah, you had not made it clear up until now.
You know what? The mini empanadas, not the full
empanadas. Those mini
empanadas
are good, though, man. You eat a couple of packets of those, man. I could see where you'd be out of shape.
Ira, talking about that Heat culture, talking, you know, just all you hear about Heat camp. Is the Heat camp really crazy? And the other 29 teams is day camp? Like, how much more extreme is the Heat camp than the other teams?
I would put it this way, and players like it, it's very regimented. You know what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, and you get to it. There's not a lot of lollygagging between periods. Coaches going, hey, what do you want to do next? I was around Heat coaches who would decide at the last minute how to play the pick and roll. They set a game plan. They did not necessarily practice any longer than any other team, but they go in as businessmen. Eric Spoelstra calls it a business day, a work day. That's the approach they have. The players who fall in line here appreciate that, that they appreciate from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, we will be going nonstop with the needed, of course, rest and water breaks, but it'll be a professional schedule. It will be grueling. It will be demanding, but it's also nothing unexpected. It's not like they're showing up one day and they're doing nothing but running gassers because the coach is trying to make a statement. It is a professionally laid out guidelines, which everyone knows ahead of time, with the expectation, if you're not early, you're late. With the expectation, if you're a young player, you darn well better be on that early bus, getting in early before anyone else shows up. So there are greater expectations for those who are learning. There is also respect for the older players, which is why, as Solana said in his update, stole from my stuff today, Goran Dragic got to sit out practice today, got to sit out contact, because they realize at 33 years old, it's a little bit different from Goran also. And to get even with Solana, I will be doing the weather for the rest of the show.
We would appreciate that. Ira Winderman, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. There's your 15 minutes of Heat. We love you, Ira.
Chance of hail, temperatures dipping to the low 30s tonight. Thank you, fellas.
All right, we love you, Ira.
Thanks.
Thanks!
So we love you.
Thanks again.
From us.
He's not wasting.
You're not going to say it back?
No.
You guys are okay.
I mean, you're not going to say it back? We love you. What happened?
I love it.
Omar said it to us yesterday. Omar said we love you, or he loves us.
I'll end it this way. Thank you, my interesting friends. Thanks, guys.
All right. We love you, buddy.
Never gives up.
There you go. Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel, your 15 minutes of Heat.
When it comes to tailgating, Publix always rises to the occasion. You know what? I love Publix. I'll give Publix some
we
of my love.
We love you, Publix.
We love you, Publix. Football season came around, and Publix pulled out two amazing things for this Miami Dolphins season. First is the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party between the south and southeast corner of Hard Rock Stadium. Every single Dolphin home game, get out there and see how tailgating is really done. We have games, we got food, we got music. It's a party. It's a great time. And also, this became a staple in my diet. My kids, my wife, we love them. We get three of them and just share them. We eat them all night long. The Miami Dolphin Pub Sub, crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and garlic parmesan sauce. It is amazing. Be the king or queen of tailgating with Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. They have those Miami Dolphin Pub Subs, but all the great deli items. You've been going to Publix your whole life. The sandwiches are delicious. Those chicken wings, the fried chicken, the rotisserie chickens are amazing. They have platters that feed dozens. Drinks, ice, beer, chips, snacks. They got it all at Publix for all your tailgating needs. And busy moms, busy dads, like myself, you're running around all week working. I coach on Friday nights. I do the Dolphins on Sunday, but I want to have a watch party. I want to enjoy some tailgating every now and again. Publix will deliver. Publix.com. You can spend time with your family and have your food delivered for your watch party or tailgate. Find all your tailgating needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Joel Quenville is
is the new head coach of the Florida Panthers. They got underway last night in Tampa. They've got their first home game tomorrow night. Coach Q scheduled to join us next right here on Hockman and Crowder. Is Coach Q there? I see his name is up on the caller ID, so he must be calling from home or his cell phone.
The pleasure
of this new phone system. I'm excited to talk to Coach Q and a little nervous, too.
Nervous?
Very manly man, it seems like.
Yeah, just don't come with the foolishness, man. It'll be fine.
It's kind of my personality is the foolishness.
I don't got your back if he hit you.
We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Joel Quenneville is the new head coach of the Panthers. They opened the season last night with a loss in Tampa. We all watched the game together. Yeah. And they have a chance to get it back tomorrow night at the friendly confines of the BB&T Center. Hopefully that place is packed for the beginning of what many of us hope will be a great season. And with Coach Q, they're three-time Stanley Cup champion. That is unheard of. And so a lot of us, you know, me and Crowder included, who have done a number of live broadcasts from the BB&T and will again this season, a lot of us are hoping Coach Q is exactly what this franchise needed, and he is with us right now. Hello, Coach.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
I'm scared of you. I'm just gonna come out and say it. You scare me from head to toe. You look very serious.
No way.
Is your personality default serious? No jokes.
We can have fun at times. I think it's all timing. Obviously, you have way more fun when you win, and so it's been. It's been fine here. I think it's been a good camp. We've had a tough loss last night, but we did a lot of good things. We're trying to be positive going into tomorrow's game, knowing that we got to be better, but we're certainly some good things to build off of. But I think that there's a time to lighten things up a little bit, and knowing that, hey, we want to make sure that, you know, there's times when we have to be serious and do things the right way. But I think at the end of the day, you know, we compete. We lay it all out on the line. You know, there's times when we should enjoy the situation and the game.
Well, I will tell you, as Panthers fans, because this is, I mean, you're coming from Chicago. We haven't spoken to you since you took the Panthers job, and we've been excited to do so. I grew up in Chicago. You know, I came to University of Miami in 87, but I grew up in Chicago. We had season tickets to the Blackhawks for a long time, but back in the day of, you know, Dennis Savard and Murray Bannerman and Tony Esposito. And Crowder's looking at me like I'm crazy. But Chicago, that's a hockey hotbed. Did you have any reservations coming to coach in South Florida? Because it's been a pretty lukewarm hockey market.
Well, it's been a situation when we went to Chicago. Chicago had some a real tough stretch there. I mean, they had some really good teams there for a while there. And then prior to getting ready to go into Chicago, that team was sitting on go, but they had some tough years there, and you know, obviously the support's been tremendous since then. And then here, I think that you know, you look at some of the franchises that are in the South, and you know, down out west, and you might not be traditional hockey markets, but you know, you win, people are going to come, and they love the game. It's a great sport. The league's competitive every night. The games are on the line. They're thrilling. They're you know, there's a lot going on in the course of a game, and I think that the entertainment is terrific. So it's a lot of Canadians down here, a lot of people from all up New York and that area here. They all like hockey as well. So it was new environment down here. It's nice. You look outside, you see, you know, the wind blowing through the palm trees, and it's sunny, and it's a different climate as opposed to being bundling up in Chicago. It's all new. Eastern Conference is new. But we walked into a real busy, and I say, shouldn't say busy, and more so a competitive and a tough division. But we're looking forward to that challenge, and we've got a lot of good things to be excited about. And we think that there's balance to our team, and you know, let's come ready to work in this environment and take advantage of a great setting.
Just talking about Chicago for a second, what's the best part? Is it the deep dish pizza? Because Crowder and I have had this discussion before. I'm a deep dish pizza guy. He doesn't know what the hubbub is. Where do you stand on that, Coach Q?
I think the deep dish is kind of overrated.
What?
Like
there we go. What? I mean, sorry, sir. I see it your
pizza.
Way.
I love pizza. I mean, I just deep. Hey, there's lots of options there. Yeah.
But you didn't say that when you were coach of the Blackhawks. You couldn't say that. That would be heresy.
Well, no, they got every kind of different kind of pizza. I mean, everybody likes their own kind of pizza or what they want on it. So, you know, we we'd have her places where we went for pizza pretty regularly. So it was all good.
Yeah, Coach. Ditka's paddle steak is way better than any pizza you could make in Chicago when we were up there. That Ditka's got some steaks to it. But, Coach, what was the – because your pedigree speaks for itself. You know, Hawk was talking about it, three Stanley Cups. Like, what was your decision, you know, the process of coming down here? Ekblad, Huberdeau, Trocheck, you had a lot of young stars, but what was that process for you deciding to become the head coach of the Panthers?
You got Barkov, too. You got some young players that look like they're ready to win. You know, there's a lot of talent here, and I think that they've been close the last couple of years and learning how to play the right way and then finding a way to win and putting stretches together over the course of the season that can put you in a playoff spot is what it's all about. And, you know, this is a team that has some high-end talent that, you know, you get them in a playoff environment, you know, then you find out about the team and the top guys and are they good enough to make guys around them better, which we feel they are. So it's one of these situations where, you know, we're on that cusp of finding out about going to the next level and being a playoff team. And that's where we want to get to. And knowing the different challenges, every team's got their own little things that they worry about to get them over we'll say it gets you over the top. But we feel here that we're very close to being that team. And then, you know, when we get you find a way to get in the playoffs, then that's when all the fun begins. So that's what we're looking to do. We feel we have the pieces that can win. We got, we got Bob in the net. I think that was a good signing as well. So there's some good things here that, in all areas, I think we got better balance in our lineup. And that depth's going to be important as we go along here. And being a four-line team can keep us in every game and find a way to get points in those games. Last night was disappointing when we had the game on the line 2-2. We tied it up with a shorthanded goal. Those are the kind of games that you got to find a way to get one or two points in that game. And so that's one that hopefully we can learn from and find ways to make sure we nail it.
Man, we were watching last night. We were at Funky Buddha Brewery, and when you guys tied it on that shorthanded goal, place erupts, and then that lasted for about 30 seconds, and then everybody was sad again. Joel Quenneville is with us, head coach of the Panthers. So what would satisfy you as head coach of the Panthers this season? You mentioned Bobrovsky, so we've got a top goaltender now in the net. You've got real legit talent on the ice. What would satisfy you in year one?
Well, we want to make the playoffs, and making the playoffs in our division is going to be a great accomplishment. The regular season is almost like playoff hockey now because there's 31 teams all think they're good enough to get in, and that'll play out accordingly. But that's our motivation, that's our goal, and whether we need to keep the puck out of our net, whether we need our power play, we need our penalty killing, we need four lines, we need everything. But we'll need everybody over the course of the season to make a big contribution. But that's our motivation, and that's what we're shooting for, and that's what we're looking to do.
Coach Q, you played the Lightning the last three preseason games, and then you start the season with them. We were talking about it a week ago. I don't – like that confused me a little bit. Is there disadvantages or advantages to playing a team that many times preseason heading into the season?
Well, let's see. We got one more to go, so we'll see. I know that it's new to me, and I think they've done it. They've done it in the past. I guess that's kind of like what playoffs are all about. And so we got a great test right out of the gate, knowing we got the best team in hockey. And so that's a good measuring stick, knowing that we have to be as good as we can possibly be game in, game out. But these are the ones that counted last night going forward to tomorrow. This is what we've aimed for. We had a good off season to target this date. And tomorrow at home, we're looking to take advantage of home ice and the crowd and get off to a positive start in that area. So it's a situation where, you know, I think that, the familiarity, you get a little bit, whether it creates animosity or intensity or a rivalry. I think Tampa, a lot of teams shoot that Tampa as being a rival and then try to beat them. So it's a challenge for us going into tomorrow's game that we welcome. And now we won't see him for a few days after we play him tomorrow. But let's get excited about it and welcome what we got going ahead of us tomorrow.
Yeah, I said it earlier. I hope that place is packed. We talked with Moeller yesterday. He said at least 16,000 tomorrow night at the BB&T Center. So I hope it's a raucous Panthers crowd for the beginning of the Coach Q era. And what message do you have for, you know, hockey fans that are – listening right now, the 16,000 plus that'll be there tomorrow night, the thousands more watching on TV or listening to radio, what can Panthers Panthers fans expect out of a Coach Q coach team?
Well, we want to be hard to play against. We want to make sure that we got a mindset how we play without the puck. But we want to have the puck, and we want to keep it. We want to play a pressure game. We don't want to give the other team time and space to keep it. So let's make sure we check well and keep the puck, because we think we got a lot of guys offensively that could do some things with it. But let's be active. Let's be. Let's not give them any time. Let's be harder to play against, and that's kind of what we have. But I think we want to make sure that we always tell our team the simple and direct is the best approach.
All right. Now, all the hockey stuff is out of the way. Quickly, the nonsense stuff. And it's not nonsense. We want to get to know you because you're new to our city and we're Panthers fans and we haven't spoken with you yet. So, Joel Quenneville, favorite movie of all time?
Oh, favorite movie of all time. Wow, we're going back here, way back. I mean, we're all time. Oh, what?
I mean, something you can't, like, if it's on, you have to watch it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I don't watch many movies anymore. Favorite movie of all time.
You ever see Fargo?
Which one?
Fargo. You ever see Fargo?
Fargo. No.
Oh, I think you look like the father-in-law in Fargo. Tell me that I'm wrong, Crowder.
Okay. They favor.
Yeah, they favor.
I don't want to upset
so you
Coach
don't,
Q.
You don't have, like, a just, like, a go-to all-time favorite movie?
Caddyshack.
Oh, all right. Now we're connecting. There you go. I mean, that's it. Now, you wouldn't have expected that from Coach Q, right? Because that's a silly movie. That's a comedy.
I would have bet money on a hockey movie.
Right. Caddyshack.
I could have said Slapshot.
Right.
Could have said Slapshot.
Yeah. Which is an easy go-to for anybody involved in hockey, right? Wow.
Right,
Caddyshack.
Right.
That is,
but there's some good lines, though. There's some good lines.
That's excellent. What's the last concert that you've seen?
Oh, last concert. Good question. I don't know if it was the Eagles or Joe Walsh. Joe Walsh and might have been Joe Walsh and Bad Company.
He's a rocker.
I think it was the Eagles.
All right. Might so you're a rock and roll guy.
Yeah, I like rock and roll.
All right.
We're supposed to go to the Stones in Miami there, and it got changed, so we missed that show.
Look at that. You wear concert T-shirts around the facility and stuff?
Sometimes, not very often. Yeah.
Will you drop $40 or $50 on a concert T-shirt when you're at the concert?
I could, yeah. Depending on who it was, yeah.
All right, I'm just checking. Coach Q, Panthers head coach. What about TV? You strike me as the kind of guy that doesn't watch a lot of TV.
Well, hockey, horse racing, what else?
Oh, horse racing. All right, now I'm connecting here with Caddyshack and horse racing. So
do you still own a horse?
I've invested in horses in the last few years. I'm very – and I used to – I mean, I grew up going to Arlington Park, as he would know very well, having been in Chicago for so long.
Okay.
So you watch TVG, okay. I'm guessing? Are you watching horse racing all the time?
Yeah, TVG, TVG 2 or – yeah.
Oh, I love that. This is the greatest coach in South Florida history. You've just supplanted Don Shula as the greatest coach in South Florida history, and your record down here is 0-1.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of work to do.
Joel Quenneville, we wish you luck, and hopefully you'll come on the show every now and then. We really are. Crowder and I both are big Panthers fans.
Yeah.
We come out to a lot of games, and rooting for you this season and for the Panthers to make the playoffs, because it is nothing like playoff hockey, and that one Stanley Cup season down here was a season that a lot of South Floridians will never forget. So we're hoping you're the guy that leads us back.
Well, happy to be a part of it. Look forward to seeing you guys at the games.
Sounds good. Sure. Thank you, Coach Q.
My pleasure. Thanks.
There you go. Were you nervous that I was going to say love you at the end?
You slunked off. You slunked off.
Slunked off.
I was waiting for it.
You would have cringed. Right?
Oh, goodness.
He was good, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's got a good personality. And by the way, to be successful in Chicago for that long, three Stanley Cups, like, you're dealing with the media on a regular basis. I think he's going to be a great face and voice for the Florida Panthers. I do. I think it is just an inspired hire.
And what he was talking about, like, he was saying they had a lot of work to do. Like, I know I'm trying to implement my system. We want to play faster, but everything's still growing. We're still maturing these guys into the new system. So I believe in them. Like we talked about earlier, the third period was bad, but those first two were good hockey. So I hope they get that going, but I believe in Coach. He got a switch, too. You know he got that switch.
He said, like, yo, yeah, I'm not rough and gruff. Trust me. That team does not want to be on Coach Q's bad side if things went off the rails.
He's run his head through a locker before.
He's run someone else's head through a locker before.
He's been in a locker before, I guarantee.
Well, I think he's going to be a very good addition for the Florida Panthers. And again, I think this is the one thing where you look, that's the one thing they've lacked, right, is the head coaching pedigree. Not that Gerard Gallant has not turned out to be something special in Vegas, but – man, to you know, how many times have we said with the Panthers, young guys, and they're not that young anymore. Mm-mm. But you need somebody, I think, with that type of pedigree that can get things rolling. So very excited for him.
Yep.
What are we doing here? Do you have a commercial to do, or am I filling up until the thing? You got a commercial? All right.
Yes,
you can do
your
crustaceans.
I'm going to give you some crustaceans. I'm going to give you a selection of all kind of delicious dibbles and dabbles at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. I've been going for 15 years. Once you go, you're going to go back. Thousands of families know about Delaware. They go there weekly. They've been in the same family owned and operated Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market since 1951. They know what they're doing. Get to Delaware. Go to DelawareChicken.com. That's the menu. You'll see it all. They have so much. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, and turkey. They have lobster. They have all the crustaceans. They have a bunch of 15 different types of shrimp. They have 20 different species of fish. They have everything you need for a delicious breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You got to get to Delaware. The sides are awesome. They have fish dip. They have crab dip. They have seasonings. They have marinades. They have it all. But October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Delaware loves to give back to the community and help out. They will donate 10 cents per pound of any breast product sold during October. Turkey breast, chicken cutlets, chicken tenders, duck breast, whole and ground breast. If it says breast in the name, 10 cents per pound we'd be donated to breast cancer awareness. It is awesome giving back, but go get delicious food, guys. The phone number is 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Call them in advance after you know what you want and have your order packaged ready. When you get there, they're going to save you time. They're going to save you money. They're going to give you a great selection. It's Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
Did you like him, Solana? Did you like Coach Q?
I loved him.
Yeah, I liked him a lot. I thought that was a really fun interview, and I think we got to know him a little bit. And by the way, Caddyshack being his all-time favorite movie, that surprised the hell out of me because yep. I thought it was going to be something like Ransom.
Like, what?
Yeah, the Mel Gibson, Give Me Back
Ransom.
My Son. Like something just real serious and, you know, Die Hard, right? Where you like you have like a badass something. Caddyshack. That was refreshing. We have a loaded potato for you on this Football Friday. This hour, by the way, has been brought to you by our friends at Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper, he's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football guru, from CBSSports.com. He's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour, as is Darren Ravel from the Action Network. This is going to be a fun Football Friday, even though there's no Dolphins game on Sunday. But looking ahead towards next week, big football action here all over South Florida, because Miami will have Virginia and the Dolphins will have the Redskins for the rights to Tua. All right, quick break for us as we endeavor to take all the stations. Papa, simulcast is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.